Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org for Monday, November 10th, 2008. As Israel continues to close the Gaza's border crossings for the past 6 days, Palestinians concerned by this in Gaza announced that a humanitarian crisis is about to emerge. These news and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli military continues to seal off Gaza's main commercial crossing for the 6 days consecutively as a humanitarian crisis is about to emerge consequently, according to officials in the coastal territory. The Gaza power plant is supposed to shut down Monday as the closure of border crossings continue for the past 6 days, preventing entry of fuel needed to generate electricity, the Gaza Strip's electricity company announced yesterday. Also, the Hamas-run government warned today that shortage of fuel and essential items because of the crossing's closure would overshadow public life in the coastal strip, such as necessary health and sanitation services. In the meantime, a group of 11 European lawmakers left Gaza via sea after visiting the Gaza Strip within the Free Gaza Movement's missions aimed at breaking the Israeli blockade of Gaza. In the West Bank, the Israeli military continued detention campaigns against Palestinian residents in various parts of the occupied Palestinian territory. Also, the Israeli military attacked the occupied East Jerusalem-based neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah as bulldozers attempted to demolish Palestinian-owned properties over there. At the political level, envoy of the International Quartet for Middle East Peace, Tony Blair, has urged the Quartet to further push peace between Palestinians and Israelis, slamming resumed Israeli demolishing policy. In a related news, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he would keep on Palestinian-Israeli peace talks when both the new administrations in Israel and the U.S. take office in the next couple of months. At the internal Palestinian level, as the Cairo-hosted conference was called off upon Hamas' request, Hamas, Fatah and other Palestinian factions are awaiting for one more round of Egyptian mediation efforts to attend that conference in 1 or 2 weeks from now. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and Hossam Qassis.